This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Well, who is the whistleblower and what is the reaction on and off the Hill? That's still what we're talking about. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, right at the get-go, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney with Talk Media News, joins us to sort all this nonsense out. So, Bob, who is the whistleblower and what is this convoluted web that is kind of sticky between what's going on at the White House all the way down to the Hill?
The whistleblower is not me, so I can tell you that. Otherwise, we don't know. A little bit of a shocking thing to me on the whistleblower, Kate. You know, and I don't know if the name will get out. You know, who knows? But somebody supposedly associated with the CIA. But when it said third-party whistleblower a few days ago, I thought, okay, that's really not, you know, that good of a situation for, you know, looking at the reality of things and the facts. But then we find out today that there are multiple sources, up to three maybe or more, that were around the president or direct knowledge of what was on that phone call that went to the whistleblower. So that's why this becomes a little bit unusual. It's not just your normal, I heard this. Because if somebody said, this is hearsay, I heard this, they really become a third-party whistleblower that not many people pay attention to. This one's different. So that means within the president's organization, one, two, or three, or more people have absolutely talked about what he talks about, which is, you know, why the president was pretty upset and alarmed about that. So, but the whistleblower will be going to the intel committees. They're negotiating with the lawyers right now because McGuire, the man who testified, of course, today, National Intelligence Acting Director, has to approve a security clearance for the lawyers to be able to go into that private session of the intel committee. And he will do that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So this has got legs and it's developing, and we're going to be talking about this for a long time.
Well, I agree with you. There's no question we're going to be talking about it for a long time. Is it smart for Joe Biden to keep talking about it and keep fueling and fanning those flames? Because he said today he tried to hijack an election. So now so much of Biden's conversation out on the trail, out on the campaign trail, now is really zeroing in on Trump and not so much about what he would do. I mean, he gets there, but he always starts out with Trump. Is that right? Is that good?
Oh, no, it's horrible. If I was a paid consultant for the and I talked to a Democratic operative today who's a friend of mine, you know, he called, asked me what I thought, blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, if I was a paid consultant for the Democratic Party right now, I would tell each of the presidential candidates, make your one statement, which really should be there's a process, there's the House, there's the Senate, that's the process. We've been down this road before, you know, with Clinton. And then go on to talk about working people and education and health care and all the things that people care about. And they need to, I mean, Biden can continue on. In fact, Joe Biden, above all the other candidates, should really be quiet on this issue because whether it's completely factual or partial factual or whatever, fact remains his son was on the board of a company over there. Fact remains he was vice president of the United States. He was talking about the prosecutor. If I were Joe Biden, I would stay very, very far away from this.
Yeah, boy, I agree with you, too, because it doesn't, especially with the son and the ties, it doesn't help him. It doesn't help him. What are they thinking?
Not at all. And you know what? It's just going to take one Democrat candidate to turn on him on this issue, to say one thing, and then, you know, Katie barred the door, it starts. So, yes. And the rest of the candidates really should not comment about this because the media, national media, will hijack their campaigns. It'll be all impeachment. Well, what do you think today about impeachment? Well, what do you think tomorrow about impeachment?
Yes.
Now, they've got to steer this right back. I've been through an impeachment, and you've got to continue to do your job. And it, believe me, it was not easy when Clinton was president and we were through the impeachment process as members of Congress. Your job almost came to a halt. You had to really work with the office and yourself to keep your
I like that. That's a tweetable moment, not to become the political vacuum cleaner.
Sure.
I love that.
Sure.
Of the,
get right
this
sucked
whole thing.
Into that vacuum cleaner, you know.
Yeah, the worst. All right, speaking of being sucked in, this is pretty interesting, the drama playing out, obviously, between China and the U.S. China's top diplomat said today that China was willing to buy more products from the U.S. and said that trade talks are going to yield results if both sides take more enthusiastic measures. Do you think the U.S. is going to take more enthusiastic measures?
Well, yes, and again, you know, what I just said about the Democratic side needs to apply to the President of the United States. He needs to keep out of this, just like Clinton did, and don't, you know, go pressuring senators or making statements. I think the best thing the President can do is, you know, continue on with his agenda. And the one win, in my opinion, that the President has right out front is this whole China deal. I mean,
yeah.
Imagine, Kate, you and I have talked about this for years. Imagine China getting to the point where they're like, oh, yes, we're willing to make a deal. I mean, this is unheard of since President Clinton permanentized world trade for China and gave them everything they wanted, and then they've slapped us around for all these years. So I think this is major, the fact that China says that. Maybe because President Trump's not immediately reacting is not a bad thing. Let him sit a little bit. But I think the fact they're saying it shows that there could be something in the works, and that's a big win for America, and it's a big win for President Trump.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thanks so much for your insights.
I'm heading off to India Monday, so I just wanted to let you know.
Lucky you.
Next trip.
All right.
You got to be
yes,
there.
Next trip I will be. Say hi to the Dalai Lama.
I sure will.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So how about that? Bob is off to India. Who knows when he comes back? He's right. I think we'll be talking about the same things with this impeachment. So McGuire was the one who was on the Hill, and he's the acting director of National Intelligence. There were some pretty tense moments, for sure. You know, the administration allowed the redacted version of the whistleblower complaint to be released before McGuire actually started his testimony on why he didn't provide Congress with the allegations. So there was a whole bunch of that at the top of it. McGuire, of course, is an appointee of the president's. He offered some strong defense of the whistleblower, whose account is at the forefront of the impeachment calls. The House Intelligence Committee chair, Adam Schiff, who definitely is no fan of Donald Trump, said, I think the whistleblower did the right thing. And McGuire said, I believe the whistleblower had to follow the statute every step of the way. So McGuire, who's a retired Navy vice admiral, and he's been in the military for a very long time, had a long career, was very careful about what he said, his comments on the president during the hearing. He was asked by Schiff, like I said, who is no friend of the president's, at the outset of the hearing if the complaint alleged serious wrongdoing by the president. And McGuire said the president had the right to conduct diplomacy as he saw fit, effectively pretty much running around the question, dodging it, if you will. And that's what it was like today during this testimony. There was no big takedowns, but there was definitely some very, very tense moments. We're talking more about China next with an insider. On the flip side, I'll meet you there.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
We've been talking so much about China and tariffs that you're going to really appreciate a little bit of a switch that you might not have noticed, but if you're reading the Epoch Times, you would certainly know what Bowen Chow thinks. And the question becomes, what kind of war is China waging, and is it come in the form of chemical warfare? And what do I mean by that? We've been talking about the opioid epidemic in this country for a while now. Particularly on this show, we've really, really attacked that. So has Bowen, from the point of view of, you know, looking at China and how China is contributing to that crisis. Bowen, thanks so much for hanging with us on the show.
Hi, Kate. Great to be here.
So explain why China is the largest source of illicit fentanyl in the U.S. I had no idea. That just sort of happened right under our noses, right?
Yeah, and this happened recently. According to multiple government reports, you know, testimony from border officials, and including CCTV data, the majority of fentanyl in the United States comes from China, and most of it comes from international mail.
Wow, and China, of course, is denying that, right? They're denying that it's originating in their country and that it's coming in through the U.S. They're saying, no, that's not us. Am I right?
Right. Obviously, they're denying it and saying it's just, you know, it's just a domestic problem in the United States. But there's been multiple reports and data confirming this.
So what's your opinion in looking at this?
So we can't blame China for the whole opioid epidemic, right? So in the United States, overprescription played a major role in this, you know, from U.S. Pharmaceutical companies with their overprescribing of prescription pills. And then China sees this as a chance to, okay, there's two key points. One, China can make money from this. And two, they can poison America within, so to speak.
Yeah, because seeing the weakness and being able to capitalize on the weakness. And China, fentanyl flows pretty easily there, right?
Right. There are many factories creating these fentanyl. So a lot of the precursors, chemicals needed to create fentanyl, come from factories, manufacturers in China.
Wow. And, you know, one of the biggest concerns related to the production of, you're talking about the factories of the opioids, the illicit opioids, is the creation of the fentanyl analogs. Tell us about the analogs and why is that so dangerous?
Okay, yeah, just before that, so fentanyl itself is a synthetic opioid pain reliever.
Yeah.
And so pharmaceutical fentanyl has been approved for treating severe pain. You know, typically advanced cancer pain.
Yep.
But what's the issue is illicit fentanyl. Most of the recent cases of death comes from illegally made fentanyl, which is often mixed with heroin or cocaine.
Wow, so we're talking about that's what's happening. Some of this, the fentanyl and the deaths and the problems we're seeing, it's laced with cocaine and heroin. That's what you're saying.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And fentanyl analogs is just another element to that. So a lot of these chemists, what they do is they manipulate a certain molecule in fentanyl, which is pretty easy for them to do. And from that, they can create a new fentanyl-like product, which is called a fentanyl analog. And in some cases, these fentanyl analogs are even stronger than fentanyl itself. So there's one specific fentanyl analog called carfentanyl, which is much more times more potent than fentanyl. So it's approximately 10,000 times more powerful than morphine and 100 times more powerful than fentanyl. And fentanyl itself is already pretty potent. I mean, one gram of it can make someone overdose.
And in your research and what you've done for the Epoch Times, what did you find out, Bowen, that was the scariest thing of all as you researched this?
I reckon the scariest thing is that this is actually, you know, a strategy from China. It's not just, them contributing to, for them to make money profit-wise. It's a form for them to infiltrate America. And I spoke to multiple experts on this topic, and they called it a form of chemical warfare even.
Wow, that is scary. So by saying that it's a strategy for China to poison us, and you said that at the top, poison us from within is very frightening to think about that. And fentanyl and the painkiller it is and the desire for it and the opioid crisis and the analogs and all of what you just said creates a major health crisis in the U.S., just adds to it, which we already have. It's contributing to it. For sure. So this is a challenge to our democracy, and especially
right.
As you see what's going on with China, and in your opinion, they have to, don't you think they have to shut that highway down? But how do they do that with everything that's going on between the two countries?
Right. So Trump has pressured China to crack down on fentanyl, and in the U.S. he has ordered, you know, the USPS, FedEx, Amazon, to work with CPB to be more strict on this area.
Yeah.
But China itself hasn't done much on this front. So a commission, the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, found that China have not really increased regulations regarding pharmaceutical and chemical production in China.
Wow. And how about the Chinese themselves? Are they also being a little bit victimized by this, you know, analog especially being laced with heroin and cocaine? Is that a problem in China as well? Or is this special fentanyl that's laced with this stuff just to save for the U.S.?
So from what I researched, this is not really a problem in China. You know,
because
it's a state-run media. They don't really talk about, you know, these drugs. So most people haven't even heard of fentanyl. But if you search, for, let's say, drugs, you can see a lot of these chemical companies operating in China.
Yeah, it's frightening stuff, I'll tell you that, that's for sure. All right, Bowen Chiao, thank you so much. You can catch his stuff, of course, in the Epic Times. And it's interesting, China waging a form of chemical warfare. You definitely have frightened me, Bowen. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
And think about that. I mean, like what he said, you know, that's why I asked him that, thinking that it's a strategy for China to go after us chemically, seeing the weakness with the opioid crisis, and then working on it with the illicit fentanyl and supplying it, then denying their part of the fentanyl flow from China into the U.S., saying no, 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 no. You know, there's weak regulations, as Bowen said, in China, and that's how they're able to get around this. And they are definitely getting around us here in the U.S., and they're denying it. They're saying that, no, that's not happening. It's not happening at all. I mean, not all the opioid deaths, certainly in the U.S., can be pinned on China's fentanyl export policies. Many, of course, come from prescription overdoses. But I think it's frightening to think of that supply being right there and what it does contribute, and especially these analogs, the fentanyl analogs that are even stronger than just pure fentanyl. And when you think about the potency, approximately 10,000 times that of morphine and 100 times that of fentanyl. Yikes. Talk about reeling them in. Very scary to think about the strategy at work here. And I agree with Owen. That's the thing to really look at. All right, hang with us. Coming up much more as we hop over the fence and talk to Mr. Kate Delaney, believe it or not. Stay with us.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at Joint Base Andrews telling reporters he's disgusted after watching Democrat Adam Schiff at the DNI hearing on Capitol Hill.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories.
Now, earlier on the Hill, the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, speaking publicly for the first time about that secret whistleblower complaint targeting President Trump.
After reviewing the complaint, complaint and the Inspector General's transmittal letter, the Office of Legal Counsel determined that the complaint's allegations do not meet the statutory requirement, definition concern, legal urgent concern, and found that I was not legally required to transmit the material to our oversight committee under the Whistleblower Protection Act.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling reporters,
what the DNI did was broke the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Left in this hour, including the chance to pick the brain, I hate that expression, of Mr. Kate Delaney as he joins us in the studio, my husband Paul, back by popular demand. So, Paul, I wondered this. I saw a story about a skydiver crashing into a big rig on a highway in Central California. Crazy. A 28-year-old woman descended, they say. She collided with the back of the trailer, and she hit the highway shoulder, but this has a sad ending. She was pronounced dead at the scene. To me, she was parachuting with a group of 7 people, and I know this area well because I used to live in Central California, Lodi, and she was with 7 people going through this Lodi parachute center. Somebody, when I was in television, asked me if I wanted to do that, and I said no. And when I was in college, my friend Mark Myers said, let's go skydiving, and I was on the verge of saying yes, I was going to go. But I didn't tell my family. He told his sister, and she said, no way, you can't do it in West Virginia. That would be, I think you shouldn't do it. So he got talked out of it, so we didn't do it. And then I let that whole thing drop. Would you skydive?
Not voluntarily. So, I wouldn't jump out of a perfectly good airplane for no reason.
So there you go. So both of us have, both of us have that feeling. 21 people have died in accidents involving this parachute center. Like I said, this is the one that somebody was asking me to do since 1981. And I met somebody one time that what their job was to pack the parachutes for a company, and they had to be qualified and learn all these things and whatever. And a federal safety official is calling for regulations on parachute operations because remember there was a skydiving plane crash in Hawaii that killed 11 people. So I think sometimes people have a false sense of security, like it has to be an amazing feeling when you skydive. But there have been some accidents. There's things to think about. I mean, you have to be ready to take a big, very big risk.
Yeah, I think, you know, confidence is a key and good training is a key and good maintenance on the aircraft you're flying with is a key. So you got to make sure that all those things are being done before you take the leap, so to speak.
Yes, safety first. All right, speaking of safety, you know, the new Joker movie is coming out, and the FBI said they've gotten some disturbing chatter on the dark web, but nothing specific. So there's a movie theater chain, Landmark, that's saying, don't even dress up. Like, people get excited about it, and they sometimes, like the Comic-Con thing, they get excited, they want to dress up. So they're just saying, no, don't even dress up. And there's other theaters that are worried about it. I don't know, do you think... is that a fair thing to think about because of what's happened in the past? It's sad that you have to think about, is it safe to go to this movie theater?
Yeah, it's obviously something sad to think about.
But I guess they're doing the right thing because if, you know, if they're just trying to ban that altogether, I don't know, maybe it, I mean, how can you be 100% safe in any public place? But I think it's smart to say that they're seeing some chatter, so they're careful. But I wonder if it'll affect the box office and people won't go. I'm just, like, kind of wondering if it does. All right, so on a lighter subject, you and I, for a very, very short time, got kind of hooked on Dancing with the Stars. But in the beginning, it wasn't as hokey. I don't know. To me, it's sort of hoked up now. And they try to get more sensational celebrities that are notorious, and it's... I thought it was fun, like, the first year or two when we watched. But now, I can't even tell you who half the celebrities are.
Yeah, now they're just dragging the bottom of the barrel, just like all the other reality shows.
Yeah, so, you know, one of them is, what's his name that used to work in the White House that everybody ripped forwards and backwards, right? You remember him?
His name would be Sean Spicer.
Yeah,
did you forget his name?
I did.
It's right there on your screen.
And I didn't see it on the screen, but I'm glad you did. So Sean Spicer, one of them. And it's not so much a who's who. And Christie Brinkley, she bowed out of it because she had some supposed accident. And then they're saying that could be fake or whatever. So I don't know if it's fake. I in one way, I think it would take a lot of guts to go on a show like that, especially if you have two left feet. I mean, if you know how to dance, it's a whole different experience. So Christie Brinkley is being replaced by her daughter, Sailor Brinkley Cook. It says she injured herself and she couldn't go on.
Shattering her elbow.
Well, yeah, if you shatter your elbow, I guess you can't go on.
Conveniently, her daughter had not yet boarded the private jet to jet her back to the Hamptons, and so she called her back to the scene where she was immediately deployed on the floors getting ready to dance.
Handy to have an attractive young daughter that could do that and step in for you. Lamar Odom, the two-time NBA champ, 39, he seems gangly to me, and I think he gets knocked out quickly.
You think he's going to be a masterpiece? He's going to be too tall to dance?
I do. And then you've got some country music star, Lauren Elaine. I don't know her, but she's cute.
She's 24. She'll dance. She'll be good.
Just dance. Dance, dance. All right, I'll tell you who's going to be the worst. Ray Lewis. Yep, Super Bowl champ and NFL Hall of Famer. I think he's going to be awkward.
Look at that picture. Look how stiff that guy is. Look at those muscles.
Okay, it's radio, but so radio, we're going to paint the picture for you. And
I just did.
Yeah, look at those muscles. He's got a Super Bowl ring and a fist jab, like he's going to fist jab you. And then Kate Flannery, who is the co-star of The Office, is also going to do it. She might be able to dance because, you know, she might have had to dance in her career. I don't know. I mean, then there's a whole bunch of others. Mary Wilson from The Supremes. Eliminated. She's already been eliminated.
You got some young professional singers there and dancers, too, that we just passed up. Not the one we were just speaking
about. Well, it's already started, so Mary Wilson's already been eliminated.
I'm not talking about the 75-year-old. Go back. I'm talking about Allie Brooke, solo artist and Fifth Harmony member, 26 years old. She's like shaking her booty and her hair's flying up.
All right, I'm sure this is fascinating to everybody. I think enough Dancing with the Stars, because I just made the point that I don't know if this happens to other people, but sometimes we get interested in the show and then we're out of it. It's good if for the it's good for the first season or two, and then they gunk it up, especially reality shows. I'm not a big reality fan.
You're dead to me.
Yeah, I'm not a big reality fan. I don't know why that is. Some people really, really like reality shows, and they're cheap to make and popular and all of that. But I just, I mean, the Wife Swap and Bachelor and Bachelorette, I don't get it.
Can't handle all the baby mama drama.
You know, it's probably what it is. It's just too, it's boring to me. I don't know. It's boring. But obviously others in America disagree because it is, like I said, wildly popular. How about this? This was a crazy story I happened to find about this ancient gold coffin that was returned to Egypt from New York. It was looted. So the Metropolitan Museum of Art has given up this stolen antiquity from this collection, and it was acquired by them a couple of years ago, and they had an exhibit of artifacts from ancient Egypt, and then they figured out that this was stolen loot, so they ended up returning it. I have your cultural treasure for you, and it's, of course, gorgeous, and who knows what it's worth.
Yes, it was the glittering 2,100-year-old coffin of an ancient Egyptian priest called Nejamink.
Nejamink. Nejamink. I like that. Not necessarily easy to say that, though. Nejamink.
That's why I had to use their phonetic pronunciation.
You did. All right, The Voice, remember we're talking about reality shows, The Voice is a big thing, and I think that the older women demo is what listens to The Voice, because my aunt and your mother both are huge Voice fans.
Talk to any old woman, they know all the celebrities you've forgotten 30 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. You know, whatever. DoorDash. You've brought up DoorDash because, of course, you have so much energy. And you'll say, oh, just DoorDash. DoorDash, it costs however many dollars. DoorDash to get some groceries. DoorDash to get the dog food. DoorDash, DoorDash, because, again, you must think there's a money tree that's planted in the back. But DoorDash has had a data breach that could affect about 5 million people. I wonder how popular DoorDash is.
I don't know, but it's good that you're making up a story because I've never used it before, so there's no data that's breached from us.
Right, but you wanted to use it. You brought it up to me like 4 or 5 times.
Yes, I did.
And so I said, no, I put my foot down to the DoorDash. If we get to the point where we're so lazy we can't go through a drive-through, there's problems.
But you didn't dash anywhere. You just stayed on the couch.
That's your responsibility. You're supposed to dash. And I've dashed plenty of times. The last 2 weeks, how many groceries have I brought into this house? I'm exhausted by the time I make that loop in the... It's a first world problem. By the time I make the loops in the grocery store.
I'm the one with the bad back, and who had to take care of our starving dog and go buy him 30 pounds of dog food and lug it home?
Oh, I feel so sorry for you. Did you put it on your back, and did you just walk across the streets?
5 miles each way in the rain, right. Uphill.
You wish. That sounds like an old wives' tale. Oh, it was so hard. It was so difficult. They say that. All right, the music means that we are out of this segment. Bye, Mr. Kate Delaney. We'll see you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we're going to look at the movies, including The Joker. That's a big one, a big release. But will some of the stories scare people off from going to the opening weekend? We'll find out.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
so, it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Weekend, and what would we be seeing? Well, one takes us back in history. If you're an adult and you've got children, think of the abominable snowman. And then there's Ad Astra, which takes you with Brad Pitt into space. And then, of course, there's the Joker. So let's start with the light fare and the entertaining children's movie called Abdominal.
Nighlight, you need to spend more time here with the family.
Ow, where are you going?
Be back before dinner.
Be careful out there.
No, boy.
Got it covered. Bye.
I just want to escape.
Dad always wanted me to travel the world. Someday.
There's a Yeti on my roof. Hey, boy.
Or girl. Yeah, you're definitely a boy.
I don't know where you came from.
Jose!
He escaped.
I want my Yeti back!
Is that your home? No way.
I will make sure you get home, back to your family.
Everest is just a kid.
Stop hitting yourself.
This is you
and
your parents.
Aw, you have your mother's eyes.
I will keep on looking for you.
Go faster!
You can do magic?
This is amazing! This is impossible!
I wish Dad were here to see this.
Yeah, Ma, Beijing is great. Oh, Peng is, Peng's fine.
You're gaining on us!
Is this your dad's violin?
My dad used to play for me every night. Like, he was telling me that no matter how hard the journey gets, never give up.
It's beautiful! You did that, Yi?
I did that?
When he sets her mind on something, nothing is impossible.
Blueberry? Run!
I've got blueberries in places where blueberries should never be.
Ah, yes, that would be the line of the movie. The Abominable Snowman. I don't need to tell you more about that story. It sounds really cute and clever, and if you have children or grandchildren, you'll want to take them. All right, how about Brad Pitt in space looking for his astronaut father? It's called Ad Astra.
I do what I do because of my dad. He gave his life for the pursuit of knowledge. Because up there is where our story is going to be told.
Secret psychological evaluation. Please describe your current emotional state.
I'm steady, calm, ready to do my job to the best of my abilities. I will remain calm. I will remain focused.
You look just like your dad there.
He was the first man to the outer solar system. He was a pioneer. But there was much more to him than that.
Please, state your mission objective.
I am attempting to stop an uncontrolled antimatter reaction that threatens our entire solar system.
Approaching Mars.
Spacecom believes my father is responsible.
We're doing big things up here, real big. What did he find out there in the abyss?
The enemy up here. A person or a thing. It's the endless void.
The world awaits our discovery, my son.
Intriguing. If you like space and you like the whole idea of chasing something in the past and you like Brad Pitt, you'd probably like this movie. Now, the big one, The Joker, 2 hours, 2 minutes, Joaquin Phoenix is the lead. He is the Joker in this. Robert De Niro's in it. Mark Maron's in it. A lot of people you would recognize. People are concerned about what it's going to be like at the movie theaters. What about the actual movie itself? Here's a snippet.
Hey.
about bothering my kid?
Sorry.
Arthur, I have some bad news for you. This is the last time we'll be meeting.
You don't listen, do you? You just ask the same questions every week. How's your job? Are you having any negative thoughts? All I have are negative thoughts.
And finally, in a world where everyone thinks they can do my job, check out this guy.
When I was a little boy and told people I was going to be a comedian, everyone laughed at me. Well, no one's laughing now.
You can say that again, pal.
For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed. But I do. People are starting to notice.
Think this is funny? Is this a joke to you?
Murray, one small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
I think this movie is going to hold its own. It definitely has the built-in audience. It cost $55 million to make. Todd Phillips got silver. They did the screenplay, and I think they reap it back. They say Joaquin Phoenix's portrayal of the Joker is absolutely incredible. It's gotten pretty decent reviews, although Rotten Tomatoes, for what it's worth, where it's a metric aggregator where they pull in the various ratings out there, gave it 76%. I think it's a gritty performance by Joaquin Phoenix, and I think it'll do well, let's put it that way. Although the LAPD says no credible threats, because all of a sudden there supposedly has been some threats on some movie theaters, and that is very, very scary, I think. Music means that we are out of time for this segment and this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.